You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, April the 4th. And don't panic yet. Trust me on this one. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and the Associated Press, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Today we're going to recap the loss to the Pacers on Wednesday night, the second straight game and the second straight loss against a team that it always sucks to lose to, no doubt about that. We're also going to break down the playoff standings as we speak and get your feedback from Twitter on the playoff odds. Want to take the temperature of you guys from the question we posed on the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. We're going to talk about your responses, analyze them as well. We're also going to tell you the schedule for the season opening weekend for the Pistons GT team of the NBA 2K League. Pass that along in case you want to follow them during the tip-off tournament. Hey, we're not going to focus as much on those guys as we did last year in a non-playoff year. Hopefully this is a playoff year for the Pistons. Again, don't panic, guys. But we'll update the Pistons GT team from time to time. And I have a feeling come end of April, early May, and throughout the month of May, we'll have some more time to talk to those guys and about those guys, about their season in the NBA 2K League. But today, every day, give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that, and also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Now, first off, happy opening day to you guys. It's opening day for the Tigers, the home opener. I will be at Comerica Park on the DetNews.com blog for the Tigers. Also writing about that. Went for a walk tonight after the Pistons game around the neighborhood here in District Detroit. Everybody's getting the block parties ready, getting the stages ready, all that good stuff for opening day. So if you're having fun following the game from afar, or if you come down to downtown Detroit, enjoy yourself and enjoy what is a pure Michigan holiday, to say the least, for springtime coming and April in the D, like we say, right? Now, let's talk Pistons. Might be a bad subject to talk about today, given a two-game losing streak. Blake Griffin on ice right now still. And I'm the same guy who told you before and will tell you still today that a number of more than 99% of a chance of the Pistons making the playoffs was too high and still is too high. And that's what 538.com still has for the Pistons' chances of making the playoffs, even after another tough loss on Wednesday night. But I'm also going to tell you now, do not panic. Not yet. I think over 99% is ridiculous. But I think it's worth remembering that that is the figure that the math wizards have put out there still, even though the Pistons slumped again and are back to 500. So just remember that as you freak out over the next couple days before anything is decided on Friday night with a full slate of NBA basketball coming up that night, Pistons included on the road as well. But on Wednesday night, the Pistons dropped the second straight game to the Indiana Pacers, a home-and-home sweep for the Tribe from Indianapolis. 108-89 is the final, back to 500 for the Pistons, 39-39 with just four games to go on the slog of an 82-game season. I say chop 20 games off this season, that's just me. But if I told you again, we might be talking about a 500 team all season, and I'm kind of more confident than ever that this might be a 2-2 finish to this season. Might even get you a little bit more nervous as time goes on over these next couple games, but 500, I believe that we'll get the Pistons in the playoffs at 41-41. So 500 could and should be good enough in this Eastern Conference. We'll all find out together in less than a week, though. The Pistons play Friday at Oklahoma City, Sunday at home for Charlotte for a 4 o'clock tip with the 2004 going to work champs in town for that one and what might be an uneasy day in downtown Detroit. Tuesday, Pistons will be home for Memphis, and Wednesday at the New York Knicks. Certainly the last two are games that the Pistons should win on their face, but they don't play games on their face. They play games on their sneakers, and sometimes those sneakers have a lot of pressure built in from the fan base and the playoffs and all that good stuff, and we know in the NBA, as they say, tough to win basketball games in the NBA regardless of who your opponent is. These guys are pros, and some of these guys on Memphis and New York who have been playing through miserable seasons would like nothing more than to win their playoff game, their one-game playoff, and to play spoiler against a team that all they need to do is dunk these last four games, get into the playoffs, and move on with their lives. But 21 points for Thad Young, 17 apiece for Miles Turner, Bogdanovich, and Sabonis. Just too much inside offense for Indiana. A throwback effort for a throwback team from a throwback state in Indiana. Only 6 3-pointers made in the victory for Nate McMillan's team. They were without Darren Collison and Tyreke Evans, but they took advantage of the absence of Blake Griffin for the third straight game, who was out with the sore left knee, getting us a little nervous as the playoffs approach. Hopefully, best case scenario that the playoffs do happen for the Pistons and that they are in them. But maybe they're saving him for his one home game this year on Friday in Oklahoma City. Certainly the Pistons sound like they're being cautious. Dwayne Casey did not really provide much clarity at the end of the game about whether Blake would return on Friday. Vince Ellis of the Free Press tweeting that sources tell him that they believe he'll be back this weekend. Whether that's Friday or Sunday remains to be seen. Or, you know, certainly the fact that they believe he might be back doesn't mean that with any certainty that is going to happen. I don't know. I don't have any better information for you than that, but certainly not an ideal time for the knee to get hurt and for Blake Griffin to start missing games. But on the court on Wednesday, Andre Drummond tried to pick up the slack with 28 points and 19 rebounds, 24 for Wayne Ellington. He was 5 of 12 from 3. Reggie Jackson fought foul trouble throughout, had 16 points in only 23 minutes, but still managed to cough up 5 turnovers, tried to do too much in this one. Bigger story is Thon Maker and Bruce Brown, starters, combining for 2 points. And how about this? Glenn Robinson III with the DNP. I would say not bringing Glenn Robinson III back into the fold for real minutes and not giving him more of a chance to prove himself after a disastrous start to the season. Let's not mince words, no doubt about it. But that's one of the things, not giving Glenn another chance is one of the things that Yahoos like me will be complaining about when evaluating Coach Dwayne Casey's first season here in Detroit. A game like tonight, needing something a little different, needing a boost, at least offensively, with Blake Griffin out. And I'm not here sitting here saying that Glenn Robinson III makes up for Blake Griffin, or that he'll definitely play well, or that it's in the stars that Glenn Robinson III will even things out and play well if given some meaningful minutes down the stretch and into the playoffs as well. But I will say, the Pistons could have used another veteran out there instead of Bruce's 14 minutes of not really contributing anything of note. But on the other hand, that is my opinion. But on the other hand, to defend Dwayne Casey and maybe to give him some credit while kind of sticking up for him in a way that I don't completely believe, that I think that starting a guy in Bruce Brown who plays hard for the entire time he's out there, kind of known as a maximum effort guy, is probably one of the things that helps Dwayne Casey build a culture for a franchise that has been lacking just that before Dwayne Casey came aboard. Some of these tricks that he's using, obviously giving the young guys some minutes is a good thing. Putting in some tough situations is a good thing. Maybe they've already made an organizational decision that they're in no way going to pick up Glenn Robinson's option for next year. So the short-term gains of possibly getting Glenn Robinson III some minutes, getting him to play well, maybe that is something that hurts the organizational construct in the long run. Maybe that's a decision they've already made. So not making person, but to go against Dwayne Casey again and go back to my original point, I will say that on the other hand, again, the third hand in this theoretical discussion that I'm having with myself in my imaginary person that I'm arguing against, and then the third imaginary person who is backing up myself, I think the first unimaginary person in this quasi-argument that we're having here as I descend into madness with another Pistons loss. I think that the third person, if remember, make a flow chart so you can understand what I'm saying here. The third person would argue against the second person would say that Casey not making personnel and tactical changes like Glenn Robinson III throughout the flow of a season, again, a disastrous start, not much to say about the first quasi-comeback, but not much to end that quasi-comeback and now completely out of the rotation as it seems. Sometimes not making those personnel and tactical changes are ones that even could backfire and not work in the long run. Not being bendable, not being malleable in a way like that could be things that would shake up a stale situation if they're performed correctly by this coaching staff. And we know that the Pistons on the wing are certainly a stale situation, have been all season. Certainly there have been short bursts of good play from Luke Kennard, and the Wayne Ellington experience has been a pretty positive one for Pistons fans and the Pistons organization. And Reggie Bullock, before he was traded, was certainly a strong player as well. A very short burst of Langston Galloway, good play. But, you know, overall, we're talking about lipstick on a pig from that old presidential debate. Lipstick on a pig would be what we're talking about when we're saying positive things about the wing situation. So not being able to shake that up, not using the assets and the personnel that you have in as exhaustive and creative ways as possible might be an undoing of this season. Not to say that there were otherwise grandeur and otherwise great endings to what this season would be, but maybe not getting the maximum out of this team this season might be one of the end results of the tactic of not giving Glenn Robinson III his chances. But again, maybe they've got a more long-range view of things, and maybe Bruce Brown is a lot more in the plans for this team in the future going forward. But I think I've said enough on the topic. You can get the Locked On Pistons podcast on the brand new podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And also, as I've been saying, and if you're not doing it by now, I'm going to take my car and ram into yours at this point. But when you get in your ride, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons. Up next, we're going to break down where things stand with the playoff push. I'm also taking your temperature about the Pistons and their playoff hopes. And hey, I got a new sponsor to tell you about, and that is the Wyze Cam. Wyze is the indoor camera that does it all. Wyze, that's W-Y-Z-E. It's packed with premium features that allow you to see everything from anywhere for $20. 1080p, full HD, images so clear that you won't miss a thing. Night vision, two-way audio. Wyze's mission is to bring amazing smart home products accessible to everyone. Check out on your home anytime with Wyze Apps live stream. Connect with life as it unfolds in sharp focus. Just live stream with that 8x digital zoom. They got the free rolling 14-day cloud storage, so you can check that out. No subscriptions, like all those annoying things that keep charging you online. At $20 per camera, you can do anything. You want to watch your kids destroy your house? And here's an idea for you. Maybe you're going to be out of town. Have the old lady set it up by the TV so you can watch George and Greg, a little Fox Sports Detroit action from the hotel. You want some more? Well, they got that too. For just $10 more, the Wyze Cam Pan gives you 360-degree coverage in under 3 seconds. Life moves fast, and your camera should too. 160-degree per second rotation speed, 360-degree horizontal range, and 93 degrees vertical range. I looked it up on the old Amazons compared to some of the others, and those are good numbers. Trust me on that. Patrol your room with the pan scan. Set the camera's patrol route with up to 4 custom waypoints. Track all the action around the house. Wyze Cam Pan automatically detects, tags, and tracks motion within its field of view, keeping up with life in real time, and it's never been so easy. This works with Alexa. Again, you can use it on your mobile phone from anywhere, and the free rolling 14-day cloud storage, so you can kind of keep tabs on everything throughout your house for a long period of time. Go to wyze.com/locked. Again, that's Wyze, wyze.com/locked, to get the guaranteed lowest price. Here from Locked On Pistons.
Yes, sir!
All right, a little bit later on, we will tell you what's up with the Pistons GT team this weekend in the tip-off tournament. But first, let's reset the NBA standings for you guys. Pistons in sixth place right now at 39-39. Brooklyn and Orlando tied for seventh, just a half game behind the Pistons. A real dogpile here in the Eastern Conference. Another half game behind them is Miami, sitting outside of the playoffs in ninth place right now. One total game behind the Detroit Pistons, and the Charlotte Hornets still kicking in 10th place, two games behind Miami, barely hanging on for dear life with a victory on Wednesday night. By the way, going to update the InPredict numbers, stats.inpredictable.com. The Pistons' chances of being the sixth place team in the Eastern Conference actually went up from 63 to 67, although the chances of going the seventh seed went down from 27 to 24. I won't pretend to figure out why that happened, and the chances of being the eighth seed went down from 8% to 7%, again, according to InPredict at stats.inpredictable.com. 2% chance of making the playoffs before Wednesday night, and a 2% chance of missing the playoffs after Wednesday night. So missing and missing. I think I might have misspoke there. So 2% chance of missing the playoffs even after a loss on Wednesday night to the Indiana Pacers. So I went to the Twitter machine with the Locked On Pistons Twitter account after the game on Wednesday and asked this question, pretty simple. If you had to put a percentage chance on the Pistons making the playoffs, what would it be? We know that 538.com has the Pistons at over 99%, and we have InPredict at 98%, according to their numbers. So let's go to your responses. Brennan Welper, our buddy there, has whatever Blake's usage percentage is. So, yeah, that's pretty well accurate. If Blake comes back and plays and plays well and gets a lot of touches and has a lot of the usage, then obviously the Pistons are much better off, no doubt about that. Our guy David Binkowski in Puerto Rico, the former fill-in host for the Locked On Pistons podcast, he mockingly says 99.9% in 538, according to 538, with the alternating capital letters and lowercase letters to make fun of their point. So obviously David agrees that that is way too high. At 99.9%, I agree with David there. Joey Franchini on Twitter says 100%. He's all in. He believes. He thinks the Pistons are all set. He's even more all in than 538. And in Predict, Elo Quint, who's out in Sweden. Sorry about the loss in the Pistons Twitter bracket, Elo Quint. But he says 98.7. So he's somewhere in between in Predict and 538.com. Whatever it takes, hashtag whatever it takes is the name of the Twitter account. Adult named Rob is the handle. He says 85%, so still feeling kind of good, but definitely not as good as the other sites out there. 85% to me is like a little bit low. I hear you, but like a little bit low. I think I'm still over 90%, probably close to 95, 96. That's maybe where I am. Malik Fairskin, 97.9%, and gives the flex emoji after that too. Detroit player, PLAIR. That's a good, real good handle there. Malise is 97.9. I don't know if that's a nod to JLB 97.9, but anyway, that's a nice percentage guess as well. Top Ramen Sports Casserole at handle KP3SOZ. Top Ramen Sports Casserole. I like that. He says it is greater than or equal to 97.1. So a little bit of a slap towards the ticket, I believe, that would be. And still unbiased, our guy Tom, THOMMC18, goes 99% is pretty good. So believing with the 538.com number, again, I'm going to go with something like 96%, 95%. So saying that, if 95, it's a 1 in 20 chance that it still could all go to hell. The Pistons could lose these three games, lose these four games, or possibly even go 1-3, squeak out one of these games, and have the other games go in outside of their favor, and have the three teams jump them to get 6, 7, 8, and have Pistons sitting outside. We know how much trouble they've had with Charlotte this year. A loss Sunday means a sweep in that season series. Same thing with Oklahoma City; they could get swept by them. But on the other hand, Memphis and New York. Two games that they should be heavy favorites in, two games that you would think that they should win, and to close out these last four games at 2-2, 41-41. And like I said, I believe that 41-41 will be good enough to get this team in the playoffs. Just an update again, Friday's games, no games tonight, so you can take the night off from scoreboard watching just like you did on Tuesday. But Friday night, in addition to the Pistons in Oklahoma City to play the Thunder, and we'll preview that game on Friday's podcast, you got the Toronto Raptors in Charlotte trying to basically wipe away any chances that the Hornets have of making the playoffs. That game is Friday night. The Atlanta Hawks are in Orlando. Or Magic just don't lose in Orlando these days. So we'll see if they keep that going. Certainly not a lot to believe in if you're a Pistons fan going up against or believing in Orlando and Atlanta to pull a road upset there. And then Miami is at Minnesota, a road game, not an easy game, but certainly Miami being a desperate team, one that you would expect that they would win. So really when you're looking at the Friday night slate, the Pistons with the toughest game when you include Orlando and Miami in that mix. So this could be another tough night where the Pistons take the L, and Orlando gets the win and Miami gets the win as well. I can imagine Twitter will be on fire Friday night if that happens. By the way, the one game Saturday, as Brooklyn has two days off now, they're going to be at Milwaukee on Saturday night. Kind of a schizophrenic Milwaukee team these days in terms of who they're going to throw out there in the lineup. We'll see if Chris Middleton and Giannis are available for that one. Keep in mind, Brooklyn at Miami on the final night of the season, so it's a guaranteed loss for one of those teams as you're staring at the standings over these next several days. But that one should be one of the most interesting games of the NBA season. It might be this year's version of Denver and Minnesota that the T-Wolves won last year on the final night of the season to get in the West playoffs last year. So that could be the situation that those two teams are up against this coming NBA season and this coming week, as that's when it's going to close. But remember, to get this show every day, go ahead and subscribe to the Locked On Pistons podcast on the new Himalaya podcast app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to the Locked On Pistons podcast. Up next, going to tell you all you need to know about the Pistons GT team going into this weekend's The Tip-Off tournament. That's next year on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, and tonight, that's Thursday night on Twitch, you can watch the NBA 2K League, the tip-off event. Pistons GT team are in Group 6 in the season opening event. Check that out. They are in Group 6 along with the Celtics, Crossover Gaming, and the Lakers gaming team. That's right, the Celtics, the Lakers, and the Pistons. How late 1980s of them to throw those in the same group. That 8 o'clock Eastern time will be the Pistons GT tip against the Celtics Crossover Gaming. And then 10 o'clock, the final game of the night, the Pistons GT team will take on Lakers Gaming. The NBA 2K League, in case you haven't heard of it, it's kind of a starting right now. The season is, and it's video games. It's five guys on the court that are playing for the Pistons GT team as their own individual avatars that play together and work together and represent Detroit this offseason for the NBA for the most part. So just kind of coincides. They moved up the season a little bit this year, the second season that they're doing this, and we'll kind of keep you apprised as to what's going on with the team throughout the league or throughout the year. They do some events and things like that. So, you know, the best information, you probably got to look on your own and find it. Follow them at Twitter at Pistons GT. Also follow the NBA 2K League there. But like I said, we'll have some of those guys on as the season kind of gets going here for them. So good luck to them. It's round robin pool play, as I tie my tongue there. So of the three teams in Group 6, one of the teams, the first place team, will move on from that group. In addition, there's going to be one wild card team from one of the seven groups of a second place team there. So after that, those eight teams of the 21 move on to a single elimination tournament, which will be all day on Saturday. A prize pool for the group of $120,000 total to be won over this weekend. So check that out on Twitch if you're into that. And stay tuned to the Locked On Pistons podcast as we'll give you, you know, some updates and then maybe some more in-depth stuff about the Pistons GT team as their season rolls on. Of course, we give most of the coverage to the Pistons because, yeah, that's what we do here at the Pistons Locked On Pistons podcast. But anyway, we provide that extra content as well. You know me. I like to switch it up and keep you guys on your toes as far as the types of content we get on this show. So thanks for listening. And remember that you can subscribe to this show on the new Himalaya podcast app as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, for God's sake, please tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons. Happy opening day to you guys. Enjoy the coverage on DetNews.com. Drop me a line on Twitter. Let me know what you think. And also, this is your host, Matt Shook, saying don't panic. Try to keep it together. We'll be back tomorrow as we preview the weekend, talk a little Final Four prospects, Oklahoma City Thunder, just a lot of good stuff that we got planned for you guys as we kick you to your big weekend of Detroit and Michigan State basketball, which is coming up. Hope you guys are excited for that and for the upcoming playoff run, hopefully, for the Pistons too. But enjoy your Thursday, enjoy opening day, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening.